This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. Good morning. The Soros River is cresting today in the flood-battered town of Minot, North Dakota. The waters topped more than 6 feet above major flood levels, breaking a record set back in 1881. 10,000 residents have been forced out of their homes, and National Guardsmen continue reinforcing temporary dikes and levees. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Minot City Hall is still dry and up and running. With the help of pumps and a huge earthen levee along the side of the building, the river is being held back. But the street below, a school, and several homes are all underwater. Eric Hobbs came to check out the flooding.
I've lived here my whole life, and to see where I grew up underwater is... I'm lucky enough to live on a hill, but the blue house back there is someone I know, and their house is completely gone. Completely gone. I don't know how people are going to come back from that.
Thousands of homes have been lost. Downtown is closed and the regional hospital is threatened. The city's drinking water system may have been contaminated and residents have been warned to boil all water. At a press conference at City Hall, Mayor Kurt Zimbelman says this has been the toughest flood fight he's ever been in.
At some points it's overwhelming. We're doing everything that we possibly can to survive this thing. I'm praying everything will be okay.
The stress could be seen on Congressman Rick Berg's face as he tried to tell a story about his family.
I called my wife this afternoon, and my 11-year-old son got on the phone.
Berg broke down, then finished, saying his son had told him to offer up their house to displaced residents.
Especially if there's someone elderly that doesn't have a place to stay. You know, and I we're 5 hours away, so I don't know if that would work, but that's what we do in North Dakota. That's what people do.
That generosity was evident in the city's two shelters opened up to take in evacuees. Residents, even those whose homes were damaged, had come to volunteer, donate food, toys, and handcrafted quilts. Faye Nelson was handing out small stuffed animals. A shy 2-year-old grabbed a bunny from Nelson's bag.
The bunny will help you sleep, okay?
Nelson said she just wanted to do something, no matter how small the gesture.
It's good to help others, if you can. Makes me feel good. I feel bad for them.
While 10,000 people have been evacuated from Minot, only about 250 are staying in the shelters. North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple says he's not surprised there aren't more people here.
They're very resourceful, they're very self-sufficient, and they don't... think of themselves as dependent.
And many were trying to make the best of the tragic situation.
I've got a T-shirt over here. I'd like you to autograph it if you could.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Dale LeGrand was busy making a memorial flood T-shirt. He wasn't shy about asking everyone to sign it, even the governor.
I'm writing Dale. Best of luck now. Governor.
There you go. I hope I didn't take up too much room. But
that's fine, sir.
Where do you live?
LeGrand and his wife left their home when the evacuation orders were given last Tuesday. They don't know if their house is flooded or not, but they're pretty sure it is. Benny and Heidi Brown know their home is gone. They've seen the water up to the roof. They've lost everything and have been in the shelter for the past 5 days.
It's bad, you know, especially I don't know what we're going to do. My job is underwater.
I'm exhausted. I don't know whether to cry, to scream, you know. My husband and I snap at each other for stupid little things because we're both stressed out.
Back outside the shelter, looking at the river rage by, resident Eric Hobbs says cleaning up Minot is going to be rough.
You can fix a house, but can you fix someone's broken spirit? That's going to be the hard part.
The river may have crested here, but it will take days before the waters even begin to recede. Then residents will get a look at just how much of their town they can salvage. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Minot, North Dakota.